As November's mail-in ballots start to arrive in mailboxes, Baltimore City voters will notice a barrage of proposed charter amendments that ask about everything from mayoral veto overrides to ousting a mayor. WIPR's Emily Sullivan has been reporting on these charter amendments since they were first introduced, and she's here with me safely distanced to talk about them. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Matt.
All right. Now, walk us through why we are here. Why so many of these ballot questions deal with shifting around power in City Hall?
So let's rewind to the spring of 2019. Former Mayor Catherine Pugh's self-dealing Healthy Holly scandal had been exposed. The feds have raided her house and her office and City Hall. And the entire council, frustrated and embarrassed, has signed a letter asking her to resign. But no one could actually make her leave office. That fact, coupled with the strong mayor system that has frustrated other City Hall elected officials for decades, spurred the progressive members of the council to introduce a package of what they call good governing charter amendments. Each targets perceived power imbalances throughout City Hall.
So I understand there is an amendment that would allow the council to oust a mayor should another major scandal arise.
Yeah, precisely. Question I asked voters to decide if the council should have the power to remove the mayor or the council president, comptroller, or a council member. They need a 3/4 majority to oust an elected official for incompetency, misconduct in office, willful neglect of duty, or felony or misdemeanor.
Now, would other city ballot questions address the strong mayor system you mentioned earlier?
Question F asks voters if the city council should be allowed to increase spending within Baltimore's budget. As it is now, members can only vote to cut funds from that budget. For example, over the summer, the council reduced the Baltimore City Police Department's budget by $22.4 million. But they were unable to actually reallocate those savings to other city agencies or projects. Only the mayor has that power. And though the council handed him their recommendations for where those savings should go, Mayor Jack Young chose not to spend that money elsewhere.
And how about the amendment to lessen the amount of votes needed for a veto override?
As it is now, city council members need a supermajority of 3/4 to override a veto. That's not the case in most other U.S. cities. You know, for example, the New York City Council only needs 2/3. So question G asks voters to decide if the council should only need a 2/3 majority to override a mayoral veto. Some members of this current iteration of council were especially frustrated that they weren't able to override Pugh's veto of a $15 minimum wage back in 2017.
And I understand that Mayor Young vetoed a prominent charter amendment over the summer that the council was able to override.
That's right. That's the city administrator charter amendment. The city administrator is similar to that of a business executive. They oversee policy implementation, staffing, and finances, but for a city instead of a business. Many other cities and localities have this role, from Washington, D.C. to the majority of Maryland counties. City Council President Brandon Scott introduced this amendment, saying it would boost performance and accountability across city agencies. Mayor Young didn't think so, and he struck it down. But the council, as I said, did override that veto, and now it's up to the voters via Question K on Baltimore City ballots.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall and so many other things here for WYPR. Emily, thanks so much. Stay safe.
Thanks, Matt. You too.
That was quite obviously a lot to take in, so make sure you visit wypr.org to find Emily's complete guide to Baltimore City ballot questions.